Tuesday, May 17th, StormLakeRadio.com, Coach's Corner, and previewing Pocahontas Area Lorenz Marathon Baseball with co-head coach Brandon Ruffridge. And if we can start, Brandon, by a little reflection, this marking your 20th season as coach, co-head coach, quite a run.
It's hard to believe, Ryan, but away we go, and we're up and ready and gearing for that 20th season, and glad to have Coach Davidson by my side, and he's kind of taken over the reins a little bit as far as the managerial side of things, but it's been a great transition, really looking forward to what we've got coming, and we'll see what happens this year.
Okay, well, if you can elaborate, I was going to ask you this, the second season that you and Aaron have shared the coaching duties. You say he's taken on more of the managerial side of things. How has that worked out between the two of you?
Well, it's really been a smooth transition, and actually we started it, like I said, last year, but it was kind of a couple years in the making, and so he had kind of taken the bull by the horns down at the middle school level before coming aboard last year, and so a lot of our guys have really been doing some of the things that he's implemented for 3 and 4 years now, which has really made the transition smooth, and our guys have bought in and have really been working hard at some of the changes that we've made to the program.
Well, glad it's been working out so well. And Aaron's son, Jace, was a staple for you on the mound last year as an eighth grader, stepped up really nicely. Who else is going to be figuring into the rotation for you? And can someone else, do you feel, step up their game pitching and maybe give you that second reliable guy on the mound?
Well, as you said, Ryan, Jace had a really breakout season as an eighth grader, pretty phenomenal season as an eighth grader for that matter. But yeah, we're really hopeful that Matt Lenz, he's a senior for us. We're hoping he can step up and be that number two kid for us. Matt's got a lot of experience out on the mound, and you know, as long as he can stay mentally focused, we feel like he's a solid number two. And Matt Capriva, a sophomore, got a lot of action for us last year, and we're hoping Matt can give us some really good quality innings as well. We also had Connor Schoening come back out this year, and he's a senior. He didn't come out last year, and that really helps our staff tremendously, because once we get him going and get him comfortable back out on the mound, we really feel like he can help us win a lot of ball games.
All right, going around the rest of the diamond, if you can give us some other names and who figures to be a part of the everyday lineup for you.
Well, our middle infield returns in sophomore Braden Ain. Braden played a lot of shortstop for us, also got a little action on the mound. And then my son, Shea Ruffridge, a sophomore, pretty good little second baseman, shortstop. He's going to be counted on heavily in the middle infield as well. And Jace will be at first base when he's not pitching. And then Matt Lenz will be... he will play a lot of third base for us and could possibly do some catching for us. Then you're looking at Matt Capriva, will be a real solid catcher for us. Matt had a good year behind the dish last year for us as well.
So we talked about pitching, and hopefully you have a little more reliable depth this year. Any other strengths or improvements that you're especially looking at making?
Well, Coach Davidson and I really felt like mid-season last year, and kind of to finish things up, we really started to turn the corner offensively with our sticks, and so we're hopeful that we can build upon that and maybe get 8 or 9 guys hitting over the 300 mark this year, because we really the last few years haven't had very many guys over that mark, and we feel like if we can get to that point, you know, get some consistency throughout 1 through 9 in our lineup, that's really going to help us as far as that end of the game goes.
So if things come together as you two hope they will, where do you see yourselves factoring into the Twin Lakes Conference?
Well, I'll tell you, Ryan, in 20 years, I can't think of a more of a meat grinder type Twin Lakes, if you will, but you got Alta really, you know, 10-0 last year in the league. I know McCormick kid is hurt and not sure if he's going to be able to play yet. And they return a good nucleus of guys. Sioux Central with Coach Sharn, he's going to have those guys ready. South Central Calhoun returns a ton of guys, as does East Sac. You know, we only have 10 conference games, and only 4 of those being at home. And so we're going to try and have to take care of business at home and try and steal a few wins on the road here and there.
And the season opener for PAC-LM baseball will be this coming Monday, May 23rd, when they host OABCIG, and we'll be seeing you soon after that on the 25th when you play host to Storm Lake. That'll be broadcast on Mix 101.7, and as you were telling me beforehand, that'll be varsity only starting at 5:30, so we look forward to seeing you then and probably later as the year progresses. Coach Ruffridge, thank you and all the best.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. Looking forward to it, and away we go.